Welcome to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Thank you for joining me on this Saturday, May 17th, 2014. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful Saturday. Yes, I said beautiful Saturday. It's been miserable for the last couple of weekends, and I'm not sure Mother Nature is a big fan of the Northeast. It's been a little rough on the winter and spring, but we've got a couple of beautiful days stacked up together, so hopefully everybody's going to get out to play some golf this weekend. I want to take a little quick shout-out to a couple of guys who have made it through local qualifying for the U.S. Open, Nick Beto, Matt Dobbins, who everybody knows, and Tim Puetz, who just won on the assistance tour just recently. So good luck to those guys at sectionals up in Purchase, as it always is. And another little shout-out to some Long Island Golf Association people and guys who are moving on and qualified for the Long Island Opener. And their qualifier, PJ Cowan, Michael Miranda, who's been on the show, Kyle Bray, local college kid here, and a friend of mine and a great player in his own right is Craig Brewer, plays out of Southwood Ho, who just had the Havemeyer Invitational last week when we had a couple of special guests on for about that. So good luck to them in their tournament there at the Long Island Open for the Long Island Golf Association. It should be a good one. My guest this week is, I couldn't be more excited about it. I've been waiting to the show, started the show 4 years ago, and been waiting patiently to get aligned with Golf Channel's Gary Williams. So looking forward to talking to him as well. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll have Gary Williams. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
The Long Island Golf Association is a nonprofit organization of 81 private and public clubs. The LIGA conducts 15 championships annually and works closely with the Long Island Caddy Scholarship Fund. The scholarships are granted to young men and women who are employed at member clubs. For more information on how you can participate in a championship, or if you'd like to donate your time as a volunteer, please call the LIGA at 516-746-1015. That's 516-746-1015. 1015, or visit us at www.longislandgolf.org. Is your inspection due? Are you tired of listening to that noise your car is making? If you're looking for a reliable shop to service your car, try A1 Action Auto for all your car service needs. A1 Auto is a New York State certified shop, and owner Ed Terabile has over 25 years of experience. A1 Action Auto is conveniently located off Sunrise Highway in West Islip, so pick up the phone and call A1 Action Auto at 631-321-4242. That's 631-321-4242.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. Pleased to be joined now by the host of Morning Drive and Golf Channel standout, Gary Williams. Gary, how are you doing this morning?
Anthony, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. We finally got some sunshine here up in the Northeast. We are not known for, or as you are, in the sunshine state of Florida, but we've had a rough go, but we got a couple of good days together here.
You know, it's good to hear, Anthony. I was actually up there in New Jersey Thursday and then flew back yesterday. I was up there for a really neat event at Morris County Golf Club, and I felt for those guys. I know how hard a winter you guys have had. They've waited and waited and waited, and this is a special weekend for them. So hopefully, and just based on what you're saying, the forecast and the weather this weekend is good, because the history of the event that I was at is not so great. And it seems like it rains every year. So I hope everybody up there enjoys some golf this weekend.
Well, I hope so as well. I mean, we certainly could use it. Certainly the industry can use it, particularly up here in general. But, you know, I wanted to start with you. You know, I follow you on Twitter, as I do all the boys and girls over there at Golf Channel. And you know, everybody seems to love what you do, and certainly I do, and they all like, oh, what a dream job, you know. You know that all you guys get that sort of you know, those comments on Twitter or via social media in some shape or form. But I think people, you know, and I know that you love what you do, and I think people sort of look over the fact of how hard you've worked, and sort of, you know, you and Matt Ginella and, you know, Damon Hack, you know, who was a beat writer here on Long Island here at Newsday. You guys have worked hard and done a lot of different things to get where you are, and you know, they sort of see the end product, but, you know, it's not always so easy.
It's not, Anthony, but I do think that most people, when they say that, they mean that they mean it with the best intentions.
And sure.
The refrain to me, I never take it like I should, that I should feel bad about the position I have. I think it's like any vocation that anybody happens to be in. If you work really hard and you're committed to what you're doing, I think the difference, Anthony, is that the things that you're doing with your show and the things that I'm lucky enough to do with mine is that we don't necessarily grow up dreaming about doing whatever it is that people do, and they may be stimulated by it, they may be wildly successful at it, but there's something about being in a job that is part of a sport that we've always loved that makes it special, and I never take it for granted. I'm blessed to have really good friends that I've had my whole life growing up in Ridgewood, New Jersey, and many of them have done some really special things in their lives, but they all look at me like I'm the one who has the dream job, and I, whether I do or I don't take that for granted. So, yeah, you're right. You're right about Damon and Matt, and you know, Holly's only 27 years old. Charlie wanted to play golf for a living, Charlie Reimer, and
yep.
It just so happened that his career ended when it did, and he's worked very, very hard to understand not only the craft of television, but also to really analyze things in a way that hopefully are objective as a former player. So when I hear that, believe me, I say you're absolutely right, and I know it's said with a heartfelt intention of just saying, just remember how lucky you are, and believe me, I do. We all do.
Yeah, absolutely, and it comes across. There's no doubt about it. How do you feel about the show? Given at this point, I mean, one of the things that I love about the show is that I think it sort of reflects really what the game is all about, and that is the camaraderie amongst friends, and that really comes off on the telecast, in my opinion, because I can tell how much you guys really genuinely enjoy each other's company, which is what the game of golf is all about, and why you go out and play with your friends, because obviously most of us don't play for professionally. But the show has evolved from day one, from just you and Eric, yep. You know, in that little studio and trying to make your way and figure it all out. And I was fortunate; I've been watching since day one, so I've sort of seen the show grow up a little bit. When you look back, how do you look at the evolution of the show?
You know, Anthony, it's a good question. I think that it's growth is generally always a very good thing, but with growth becomes adjustments to roles and responsibilities. And with growth, you add people. And when you add people, you then have. And I'm not just talking about the people that are seen on air.
Right.
We've grown significantly with respect to our production staff. We started with, you know, a staff of probably 12 people, and now we have more than twice that size, and a lot of them are very young. A lot of them have just graduated from college, and that's been one of the best things about the way the show has grown. What people see is, you know, a really nice studio and more people, and now we're 7 days a week. What they don't see is the amount of young energy that we have that is, you know, that these people get in between 12 and 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, cutting up and editing and putting together full-screen graphics. And they're between the ages of 23 and 28 years of age. So that has been one of the best things about our growth. With respect to the show itself, you're right. You know, Eric and I started, and conceptually, the show is intended to be more than just golf. And what I mean by that, and since you watched, you know, we talked about other sports, and
oh, yeah.
What we found out almost immediately from our research department was that people are not interested in putting on Golf Channel and hearing two guys talk about Aaron Rodgers or the Major League Baseball playoff series. Even though golfers are very diverse, they have very many interests, Golf Channel is where they go for golf. So
right.
We narrowed it back to just talking about golf, but what we've added by adding people like Matt Ginella is travel, and we're doing fitness, and we talk about style. And so what we're trying to do, and the most important thing that we're trying to do, is give people the news and the analysis of professional golf, but to have a connection to the recreational golfers so that they feel that there is an outlet, that we're not just talking about the best players in the world. We're trying to create a connection so that people can say, well, when I watched, I either learned something or I found something about about where I may want to take a trip to, or the, you know, the changes in styles to shoes, mm-hmm. and all those types of things that we didn't even think about at the beginning of this show back in January of 2011.
Yeah, and then you brought in the sort of this partnership with Golf Digest as well.
Yes.
And how has that, you know, helped the program as well?
Anthony, I think it's been really, really good. I have a great deal of respect and always have. I really learned to love golf for two primary reasons. One, because it was time with my dad. And two, because I read about the game before I really started watching the game. And so I've always valued the written word from the people who write about the game, because I think they're very eloquent. And I think having not only the writers from Golf Digest, but their equipment editors, and they're on the beat. They're constantly exploring stories and mm-hmm. researching stories. So having them as a partner, so to speak, it can only be an asset for us, and we use them as much as we can, and hopefully they feel the same way, because unfortunately, the print industry, as you know, is not going in a good direction. It's shrinking, and if we can give them exposure via television and via, you know, a digital platform, hopefully it helps their circulation in some way. But I love having them part of the show.
Yeah, they definitely bring an extra dimension, and certainly people love the tech stuff. So when they
can't
come
get enough
on,
of it.
Can't get enough, right?
And
they're
really,
junkies.
Instruction and technology. It really people cannot get enough.
I know, as evidenced by your partner there, Damon Hack, who's always looking for a tip. That guy, we don't go 5 minutes without him asking for someone for help. He must be. Is he asking like the camera guys behind the scenes? And
he will ask anybody. And he has. He works so hard, Anthony, on his game. He goes and he hits balls probably 4 to 5 days a week for hours at a time. He just so wants to get better, and he has such a good attitude. And yet, we have fun with him. Believe me, I love his company. Not only working with him, but playing golf with him. He's fantastic.
Yeah, you guys play golf quite a bit together, and I think that you don't hide the fact that you guys do, because you see it on social media, and I think that's part of the reason why you could tell you guys genuinely like your company. It really does come across.
We do, and it's funny because, you know, Charlie and I and Damon, Charlie and I are basically the same age. Holly's very young. Matt is, you know, just turned 40, and he and Damon are basically the same age. But we all come from different places and different backgrounds, not only in terms of our lives, but professionally as well. But collectively, I mean, you can say, well, everyone says they like each other. You don't necessarily always are going to love the people that you work with. You hopefully respect them, but we really do like each other's company and choose to spend time with each other away from work. It really is a neat group of people.
Yeah, absolutely. And when you spend as much time, as a famous line from Bob Marley, you can fool some people sometime, but you can't fool them all the time. But, you know, that's why you know that you genuinely guys enjoy each other's company. Of course, you're going to have your moments, but the genuine feeling you can tell. My guest is Gary Williams from the Golf Channel. We got to get to our first bump here. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Terry Landscaping is an award-winning designing building landscape firm serving Long Island for over two decades. Located in Brightwaters, we are owner-operated and proud of the superb relationships we maintain with our customers. The services we provide will ensure that all phases of your project will be completed to your satisfaction. Contact us at 631-968-4882. That's 631-968-4882 to learn more about how we can transform your property into something of beauty and lasting value.
It's here at last, golf season. South Shore Golf in Oakdale presents Mega Demo Day on Monday, June 13th, 4 to 8 p.m. at the Timber Point Golf Course. You'll have the opportunity to hit new clubs for 2011. TaylorMade, Ping, Titleist, Cobra, Mizuno, Callaway, and Nike. Make sure you get down here for your chance to win a brand new TaylorMade R11 driver. Whether you play golf or you're just learning, how about getting fit for clubs by their professional and certified staff? Also, a PGA trade-in value for used clubs to be applied for new products, so bring those old clubs down. South Shore Golf also specializes in golf club repair, regripping, and PGA golf instruction. They will not be undersold. They will match all local prices. For more information, call South Shore Golf, 631-563-2025, 631-563-2025, or check them out online at southshoregolf.net. Heading out east? How about a quick and easy stop for all your golf needs? Let South Shore Golf take your game to the next level.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. My guest is the host and sort of the glue that keeps the morning drive on the Golf Channel every morning together. Gary, you know, we talked a little earlier about the role of the Golf Channel and its show. I want to connect it to a bigger problem that we have. Where do you see the role of Morning Drive and Golf Channel, and maybe in general, in this sort of effort that the industry is undertaking here to sort of grow the game? There's so many different initiatives going on. Part of me feels like there's almost too many, and part of me feels like maybe a contraction in the industry is maybe not so bad overall. But where do you see the role of the Golf Channel Morning Drive in that aspect?
You know, it's an important question to ask, because we've got to ask ourselves, as a network that covers the game exclusively, what responsibility do we have to participation? And I think we have a big responsibility, and I think you're right that there's nothing wrong with different people having different ideas on how to create interest in the game. And if it's alternative forms of golf, that's fine. But I think what's happening right now is that there's been too much of a rush to get out an alternative idea, as opposed to collectively working together and finding a few ideas that seem to make the most sense, that are the closest to what is the true form of golf. And for people who have not seen, whether it be foot golf or hack golf or 15-inch holes, They all have merit. I just don't know which one is the perfect one. And, you know, is having a correction in the game of golf something that should scare us? I wouldn't be scared. I would just understand that there are going to be periods in the course of the existence of a sport that is played professionally but also played recreationally, that these types of things are going to happen. I do think that we need to be involved. Damon is actually himself involved with the initiative that is being put forth by the PGA of America. Now, I know that there are plans for Golf Channel to roll out an initiative of our own that is not an alternative form of golf. It's ways to play the game to make it to where it's not as complicated. And I'm talking about the rules. And I don't know the details of this. I know that it is something that's coming sooner than later, and I think what we all need to do, whether it be the USGA, the RNA, PGA of America, you know, state golf associations, I think that we all, everybody who's invested emotionally in this game, we all need to say, hold on a second, maybe your idea is better, and not try to worry about getting credit. Let's all collectively come up with the best solution to have people take an interest in the game that otherwise haven't or don't want to, and then just say, hey, we did it for the right reasons, not for our own intentions and not for our own interest. And I think Golf Channel has a responsibility. We have an incumbent responsibility to service the game, and it's not just from a business standpoint to have people watch us. It's so that we sit there. We can't talk about having what we call internally a Golf Channel. It's called golfership, which is, you know, hey, it's kind of like sportsmanship. But if we talk about that, then we have to take the time to figure out a way to get people playing this game either more or at all, because if we don't, then this is going to become more than a correction. It's going to become a decline, and when it becomes that, that's when we all should be worried.
Yeah, and I like the way you put that in terms of getting on the same page. And it seems like, you know, when you look at something like foot golf, to me, I don't know, that seems to be more of a facility issue in terms of revenue versus really growing the game of golf. Maybe you see it a little different. So in some levels, I just want, you know, I just hope that people seem to recognize that maybe, like you said, we have to be on the same page to, because yes, the industry is a little diverse and there are going to be some competing interest, but I think if people can get on the same page overall, then overall the game will be healthy going down going forward.
Agreed.
I want to change. You and I had a quick conversation on Twitter a while back, and is there a chance that something I think that would be wonderful for the Golf Channel and for the game of golf, Shell's Wonderful World of Golf, is there any chance that would reprise its role?
You know what? I don't know. I mean, I talked to our head of programming and the person who's in charge of original programming at Golf Channel, not all the time, but on a pretty regular basis. And there's a lot of long range ideas. I don't know that is necessarily one of them. I wish that it was, for a couple reasons, Anthony. Because like you, I love the series. I love the history of the series, and I also think it's an opportunity for the general public to potentially see places that we wouldn't otherwise get to see. Mm-hmm. You know, Pine Valley was part of Shell's Wonderful World of Golf, and with the exception of the Walker Cup, which did not have television broadcast rights the few times it was there, you know, it was there back in the 30s and then again in 1985.
Right.
And, you know, there were a couple pretty important players on those. Davis Love III was on the United States team, and Colin Montgomery was on Great Britain and Ireland side. I think those types of events allow and those individual clubs that choose to participate are that's important. I think it's inspiring, and I think that's why things like the drive, chip, and putt for those boys and girls, and I've actually advocated that the men who are the members at Augusta National should go back home to their various, you know, cities in which they live and the fine clubs of which I assume that they are all members at, and make the regional sites special places. I think kids are and will be inspired to see the 88 kids who made it to Augusta National.
Yep.
Make it local, too. Bring it home. Make it to where, hypothetically, National Golf Links or Shinnecock or Friar's Head are holding, and I'm just making it specific to where you are, or Garden City.
Yep.
Make it to where the regional sites are also inspiring to these kids that otherwise wouldn't have access. Access inspires us. It inspires us not only in golf but also in life to say, my gosh, I want to see the Louvre, or I want to see the Sistine Chapel. How do I get there? How do I get access? You know, and money is generally at the crux of most of our boundaries in life, and I think that's one thing, whether it be Shell's Wonderful World of Golf, whether it be the drive, chip, and putt, whether it be the first tee chapters across America, access inspires us, and I think it does a great deal in the game of golf.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better myself. The only thing I would add is the lack of it is probably one of the biggest problems that we might have in the game.
There's no question.
We're going to take one more short break. We're going to be back to wrap things up when you're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.
Pete's Golf. Since 1979, Pete's Golf has been practicing the art of club fitting and has been selected as a top 100 club fitter by Golf Digest magazine. At Pete's Golf, we use the best technology available to create an exceptional fitting experience for every customer that walks into our store. Visit petesgolf.com or call 516-248-6891. That's 516-248-6891 and get your next set of clubs fit for you.
ABC 123 Golf. ABC 123 Golf is a summer program developed by Mike Wade, PGA. ABC 123 Golf offers instruction, practice, and play activities designed to give juniors the necessary knowledge and experience to become lifelong golfers. Improving the playing ability of the junior golfer is our primary objective. In addition, ABC 123 Golf stresses the concept of total youth development throughout the program. Please visit abc123golf.net or call us at 516-385-9294. That's 516-385-9294.
All right, welcome back to On Par with Anthony Scorsia. My guest is someone who I waited a long while to have on the show. You know, Gary, yeah, I know in Seinfeld parlance, you were my white whale, man. I've been waiting a long time to get to talk to you. I've been waiting a long time to make the connection. I want to shift gears because I know you're a fan. You're from the Met area. What do you think of our New York Giants? What do you think of the draft? I know you go a long ways back with them. I do as well through my father, who used to go to games at the Polo Grounds. And I grew up with the names like Sam Huff and company. So, and I know you're deeply invested in them. What do you think of the draft? What do you think of the upcoming season?
You know, it's interesting you mentioned your dad in the Polo Grounds. My first first Giant game was at the Yale Bowl against the Jets. It was the game that Joe Namath had that famous bootleg, and he put his right hand up, and Spider Lockhart could have taken a shot at him about the 1 yard line, and he begged off. But I'm pleased with it. I mean, I think that they certainly address needs. It's interesting how they seem to get old so quickly, and that can happen in the National Football League. I mean, if a few key pieces get injured, get old, suddenly you have a lot of areas of need. And I always felt like, and I always have felt since they became great back in the mid-'80s when I was in high school, that it always starts for them up front. They always had an underrated offensive line back in the mid-'80s. With Bart Oates and all those guys, and Brad Benson, and I think that they need to be good up front. They need to have, and that's what they did. That's how they won those Super Bowls, with pressure on the quarterback from the defensive line. And I always think that the Giants, that's their identity. I don't care who the coach is. It can be John McVay, it can be Tom Coughlin, and everybody in between. So that's important. And I also think it's important for Eli as immortal as he is because of what he's done in the playoffs. Confidence is a really fickle, funny thing.
Yep.
And when you see somebody who loses their confidence, I think he needs to get off to a very good start next year. I don't think he can just simply rely on the history of what he has done in the postseason. I think next September is a very important month for him, and I also think him developing, you know, good chemistry with a receiving core that, quite frankly, is pretty new to him, will be very, very important. So, it's funny. Thank God for DirecTV. I can live down here, but I can watch every game. I haven't had a chance. I have not been to a game in the new stadium. But I think the other thing, Anthony, is that the division is so balanced, and I think that, you know, Philly has a chance to be very good. Dallas is always going to be and either 7-9 or 9-7, 10-6 football team. And I am fascinated by what will happen in Washington with Jay Gruden and what he will do with Robert Griffin III and if he is, in fact, healthy. But I think the division is going to be a slugfest like it always is.
Yep.
And every team could be 8-8 at the end of December.
Without question. It is. It'll be an interesting year. I think an interesting year for Jerry Reese. He was fairly active last year in the offseason, and it didn't pan out. And he was fairly active, obviously, this year. So we'll see. It'll be an important year for him. Gary, I can't thank you enough for being on the show. It really means a lot for you to take the time. I know what your schedule's like, and for you to get up on a day off, and I'm sure you're up already, but to take the time and join me, it's much, very much appreciated.
Anthony, I appreciate it. The pleasure is mine. I'll look forward to doing it again. It just goes to show you the game of golf, how, you know, just the connection. All it was a connection. It was Dick Kearns, who is a dear friend of mine, and I know of yours, who created the connection very quickly, and I will look forward to getting together again and talking about the game we love.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thanks, Anthony. You too.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right, that was Gary Williams from the Golf Channel. Folks, we're just about out of time, so thank you very much for joining us. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Like I said, 2 days stacked against each other. Wonderful days. Please get out there and play some golf and enjoy the game that we all love. You're listening to On Par with Anthony Scorsia.